The Haunted Underpants by Dale Shaw, episode 19. When last we met, the mystery of Gunston's talking underpants deepened when a dagger was found in his front door. Now we continue. Have I mentioned that I'm not a detective? Perhaps you may have already worked this out, as I have shown that I'm in no way smart or clever or interested in things. I do not own a magnifying glass. To my knowledge, I have never worn a hat that contains flaps. I don't recall ever addressing a room full of strangers in a stately home and accusing them of gruesome things, pointing excitedly and shouting "ha ha" at them. All of which, I'm sure you'll agree, is pretty detective-y. Despite my lack of basic skills in anything at all, really, I had to act. I turned to the note and the dagger that had been left in my front door, the one that said, "Give me back my pants." The note was not in writing I recognised. Not that I was the sort of boy to go about noticing people's handwriting and making a mental note of it. I mean, I have very, very little going on in my life, but even I'm too busy for that sort of nonsense. Then I investigated the dagger. Suddenly, I spotted it. On the pointy bit. There was some writing. How had I missed it? The writing was small and difficult to read. I needed to turn on my bedside lamp to view it properly, and I never turn that lamp on because of the bacon smell it releases when illuminated. But then I could see it. Yes, there were words. They read, "Made in Droitwich." Actually, that clue didn't prove to be as useful as I thought it might have been. It just was made in Droitwich. Stumped by this, I decided the best course of action would be to knock on all the doors of random houses while brandishing the dagger and shouting, "Did you do this to me?" This also proved to be something of a dead end. After about half an hour, I'd had several quite heavy things thrown at me. Defeated, I decided the next course of action was to head to the highest point in town. You probably wouldn't understand this, but I was attempting to gain something called a vantage point. The vantage point is a place where you can see things, but other people can't see them. So it made perfect sense that once at the summit of Blagden Hill, elevation 4'9", our town went in quite a bit at one end. All would be revealed. I was so happy about this fantastic notion and my vantage point idea that I decided to celebrate by heading to the sweet shop and buying a large portion of Mrs. O'Lafferty's festive mulch. This was a glorious sweet concoction that Mrs. O'Lafferty sold in the ripped-out pockets of old duffel coats. Having no money available, I traded the dagger for it. Now, this was not my brightest move. I'd now lost the only proper clue I had. However, and I do think this is very important, I did have a duffel coat pocketful of crispy, sugary leaves with a mysterious runny centre. So, as they say in chess, touché! Despite losing my single piece of evidence, I decided to proceed with the original plan and head to the hill. Even if it didn't help, I could always buy one of those nice key rings that say, "I've been to the hill" on it. If the gift shop accepted tiny daggers as currency, as that was the change that Mrs. O'Lafferty had given me. I mounted the hill. I looked around in all the recognised directions. North, south, west, the other one. Nothing immediately emerged, despite my vantage point. Sadly, I sat down on a bench with a plaque reading, "Barry Hoskins, Thief."
"Ah, oh, you've come at last," said a voice.
Oh, I hadn't noticed the wizard. Next time, I noticed the wizard.